Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. Shiur L'Lul Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zib and Rav Tzvi Halevi Zatzal. We're holding a Menachas Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph tells us that in order to use anything for the Mizbeach, the rule is, Mizbeach Shulu Nishtamish Boi Hedroit, Af Eitzim Vei Shulu Nishtamish Boi Hedroit, it needs to be something that was never used by an individual in order to use it for the Mizbeach, for a Kodesh Boch. So the Chasa Sefer in Parshas Vayetze, he quotes part of it in Tshuva in Orachaim Simon Mem. He brings a question that says, Yaakov Avinu, the Yaakov Avinu took the stone that he's put on underneath his head and he used it for a matzeva to be a mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chasev brings the question, how can he do such a thing? How can he use the stone that he used as his pillow to be used as a mizbeach? If it's shtamish by head, you can't use it as a mizbeach. So the Chasid Sofer brings an answer, when he mentions the names of the Zayis Ra'anan, the Mogen Avraham, that it's brought down that these stones were used by Yitzchak Avinu, and so if so, it's already Hegdish, Bechal can't use it. So he pointed out that these stones, what he used as a Matzeva, it is not what he put underneath his head. It was something that he put around him. He wasn't really using it. It was just around him. He brings another in the Nekuda that maybe he put it around him as Pekuach Nefesh, in order to save himself any danger. But he didn't actually use them. It was the one they used as a pillow. And that's why he could use it for the Mizbeach, and that's why he could use it even though it was Hegdish before. But the Kli Chemda there in Parash V'Heit says Dover Nifla Moed. He brings the Chasid Sofer. He says, what the Chasid Sofer says is very doichik. So he mentions the Pirkei De'Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei De'Rabbi Elazar says that until Yaakov Avinu did not have the Shemen HaMishcha, to put on the Matzeva, so he didn't really make it a matzeva. But then, when he got the Shemen HaMishcha, because Baruch Hu sent him Shemen HaMishcha, so then he was using it as a matzeva. What's John in this Pirkei De'Rabbi Elazar? So he explains, based on the Yalkut Shemoyni, that the idea of Shemen HaMishcha is the Shemen HaMishcha transforms a person or an item that receives the Shemen into a new entity. He brings, the Gemara tells us that the Kohen has to be the one which is the most beautiful, the tallest, the richest, the strongest Kohen around. What happens if the one which is right to be a Kohen doesn't have it? He says the Shemen HaMishcha transforms the person and makes him that person. Once they put the Shemen HaMishcha on the Kohen Gadol, he becomes the tallest, strongest, and nicest person around. And he says that's the Pshat by the king. We learned in Harvias that you put the Shemen HaMishcha on the king only if there is a Mechlekes. What Shah? He says, if there's a machlekes, meaning people don't realize that this person is supposed to be king, you put him in Shemen HaMishcha, then he gets all the mindless, he becomes the tallest, strongest, most beautiful person around, and then everybody will agree that he will be king, because Shemen HaMishcha transforms a person. He says, that's not only by human beings, that's also by Kalim. When you put Shemen HaMishcha in a Kli, it makes it a new Kli. It's a new item over here, it's not the same item that was there before. So he says, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. Gemara says, that the Mizbeach shelo nishtamesh bo hedyot. How do we know Mizbeach lo nishtamesh bo hedyot? He says, because even if someone used it, but once you put Shemen HaMishcha on it, that's not the same thing. It's a new Kli. It's a new item that came over here. So he says, that's the Pshat in the Pirkei De'Rabbi Elazar. Before the Shemen came from Shamayim to Yaakov Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu really couldn't use the stone that was underneath his head. Why? Because it was nishtamesh bo hedyot. But then came Shemen HaMishcha, it transformed from being a regular rock that he used to something new. Now he can use it as a matzeva. And that's the answer to the question of Chasid Sofer. How can you use the matzeva that he used for Mizbeach? Because he put Shemen HaMishcha in it. That's the purpose of Shemen HaMishcha, of transforming and making new. Shemen HaMishcha changes something. That's how Yaakov used the matzeva for the Mizbeach. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shulchan Machshava Shiurim, please email shulchanmachshava@gmail.com.